Well, the current update is that the boil water notice is set to continue. Following a meeting with the HSE today, there have been two more cases of cryptosporidium detected in the scheme. It has been agreed to the HSE to continue the boil water notice. We will continue to sample and test the scheme over the next 2 weeks, and we have arranged to review those tests and results again with the HSE on the 2nd of March, which is Friday week.
Do Irish Water have any idea how long this could go on for? Because it was in Ballymote earlier this week, speaking to people and speaking to business owners, and they're concerned that this could go on for a prolonged period.
Yeah, it's difficult to say. I suppose the positive thing is that there hasn't been any illness recorded in the community from the HSE point of view. I suppose the difficult thing is that we have a scheme here which effectively has very little treatment. So to provide a robust treatment is going to be certainly a challenge. What Irish Water are doing in the interim is that we're preparing an alternative design which will be located near the existing intake works or treatment plant, and that we will be discussing this design and the options and feasibility of it with the key stakeholders over the next number of weeks. So we are actively working on a solution. Our priority is certainly to get a solution to the problem, but it isn't going to be a straightforward issue. As history, you know, we have applied for planning permission to upgrade this plant back in 2015, and that went through the planning process with Sligo County Council and subsequently with Bord Pinola. So we have been refused permission to do this, and that has happened over a number of years. So we are looking to see what we can do to put in a full treatment system as quickly as possible. And as I say, we will be engaging with the stakeholders over the next number of weeks to progress that as a matter of urgency in whatever way we can.
In recent years in Castlereagh in County Roscommon, there was a boil water notice for over 2 years. And some of the people I've been speaking to in South and West Sligo, they're concerned that they could see something similar here. Can Irish Water do anything to allay people's fears that it won't last that long?
Well, it's very difficult to say at this point in time, because what we are doing is we are preparing an alternative design, and we will be discussing that design with the key stakeholders over the next number of weeks. So I would expect that the position will be much clearer in maybe 2 to 3 weeks' time as regards the provision of a proper treatment plant for the Lochtal scheme.